Every 4 minutes at Elmendorf Lake Park, this happens. A machine inside a gray metal mesh box on the side of the lake starts chugging up and pumping out a chemical foggy mist. It smells like grape Kool-Aid. It's called the bird buffer, and it's a chemical mixture that's designed to irritate birds. Kamala Platt says she came across the machine while walking with a friend in the newly renovated Westside Park.
As we're walking back, she stops and says, "Wait a minute," and she smelled the grape smell.
Platt says that's when she noticed it.
It hits you in waves.
And then she says she started to feel it.
Start getting to your eyes and in your throat.
The bird buffer is a commercially available product sold to drive birds from a location. Its slogan is invisible protection, visible results. The bird buffer's active ingredient is methyl anthranilate, which the FDA approves for bird control. It's also used as a food flavoring for grape bubblegum and candies. But with direct prolonged exposure, it is listed as a substance toxic to humans. The U.S. Library of Medicine ToxNet lists its effects on humans as causing eye, skin, and respiratory irritation, and populations particularly at risk are those suffering from asthma. Platt says the San Antonio Parks and Recreation Department should not be spraying the bird repellent in the park.
It should not be spraying this, and definitely it should not be spraying it without letting people know what it's spraying.
The city has been using Bird Buffer at Elmendorf Lake Park since May of 2017, and in that time, there has been no signage or postings informing the park users that prolonged exposure can lead to health issues. But at Brackenridge Park, there are multiple signs that read in English and in Spanish, "Entering an avian control zone. Device is in operation. Prolonged presence in this area is not recommended. Play in this area is restricted. Climbing on the bathhouse is prohibited." The signs are placed in and around the old bathhouse and a park area known as Lambert Beach. In the early 1900s, this was a popular swimming location, but today it's popular with birds, particularly egrets. There are so many that they and their droppings have become a filthy nuisance. Homer Garcia, assistant director of SA Parks and Rec, says that's why the city began using Bird Buffer at Brackenridge in the area next to the zoo and across from the Joskies Pavilion.
Right there, that is the rookery area, and it was really to balance out the presence of the migratory birds and the predominantly egrets in that area. We have public amenities there, picnic pads, barbecue pits. They long had been there, but as we've continued to watch the presence of birds in that area grow and become concentrated, it was helped just to balance out the natural environment with the man-made environment that is the park, basically.
The city installed the bird buffers at Brack in early April 2018 to drive the egrets away. But soon after, some park goers like Alicia Garlock complained after she came in contact with the fumes.
I had to go to urgent care because obviously I'm allergic to it. And then I went to an optometrist the next day and I had slight chemical burns to my eyes.
The bird buffers were turned off in May but resumed in August, which is when the Texas Department of Agriculture inspected the Brackenridge bird buffers.
It wasn't a citation. They just came out and after reviewing, because what they look at is use of the product based on the label, the manufacturer label. And so one of the things that on the label was not real clear on was its use around endangered species. So they just asked us to please cease utilizing those devices. So we ended up just pulling them out of the park altogether.
But according to copies of the notice of violation by the Texas Department of Agriculture, there was a $500 fine for using a pesticide inconsistent with its labeling. It is listed as hazardous to humans and domestic animals. Also, the notice of violation said the product cannot be used in proximity to endangered species, of which there are many at the nearby zoo. At Elmendorf Lake Park, Garcia says an inspection conducted Thursday by the Texas Department of Agriculture found no issues, but they will now be posting warning signs similar to the ones that have been in place at Brackenridge Park for over a year. So why didn't Parks and Rec place those signs before Texas Public Radio and others started asking questions about bird buffer?
When the issues regarding reported, you know, these adverse reactions by the public, we went through that collaborative process to make sure that it wasn't posing a health and safety issue. And so we, you know, felt comfortable at that point. Great. It wasn't posing any health or safety issue. That is something that's also, you know, easy for us to correct, and we will be doing.
And why are there still signs up at Brackenridge Park warning of bird buffer if the city has stopped spraying? Park goers like Garlock say they are still feeling the effects of the chemicals.
Obviously, the park knows that the zoo is spraying and that overspray is drifting into the park.
Garcia with Parks and Rec says that is the case. The fumes are coming from the zoo, and that's why the warning signs remain. But he didn't know how many bird buffers the zoo has in operation and where they are placed.
We have a good relationship with the zoo. I have not had any direct dialogue with them on the use of their bird buffers and where those are located.
In a written statement from the zoo, they said they are using a bird deterrent system and that the zoo has been in contact with the health department and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to ensure that this method has no negative effects on the health of the wild birds, other animals, or people. But the zoo denied that its methods are causing a problem for the visitors to Brackenridge Park. The statement said, sweet or fruit-like smells noticed in the park may be emanating from production of funnel cakes, cotton candy, churros, and other treats produced by zoo culinary locations or by native mountain laurel trees currently in bloom that produce a strong grape-like scent. But Garlock said she doesn't think it was churros that burned her eyes. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.